USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Georgia is bracing for Hurricane Dorian. Georgia Republican Governor Brian Kemp is urging people to listen to evacuation orders.
If coastal residents decide not to evacuate, and I want to be very clear, they will be on their own if first responders are unable to reach them.
North Carolina is also preparing for the storm. Republican Governor Roy Cooper says,
I have today activated 300 members of the North Carolina National Guard who will monitor major roadways throughout North Carolina.
The storm could start impacting North Carolina as early as Wednesday. It's still unclear what started a boat fire off the coast of Southern California, killing 4 people and leaving 29 people still unaccounted for. The chartered ship was anchored just off the coast of Santa Cruz Island when it burst into flames just after 3 a.m. Monday morning. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Several new gun laws, some that loosen up ownership, have taken effect in Texas. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
The new law is taking effect Sunday in the Lone Star State, just one day after a mass shooting in Odessa. It's now legal for Texans to carry guns in church and other houses of worship unless there are signs posted saying they can't. Schools may hire more armed marshals than before. People without carry permits may carry a gun during a declared disaster. And landlords may not bar tenants from having guns on rental properties. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Homeland Security announced on Monday that they will be once again approving petitions for stay of deportation for hardship cases such as major medical problems after being hit with backlash when it stopped taking the cases. Deferred action is a grant of stay of deportation, which was used frequently by former President Barack Obama. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The pro-life group Live Action is considering its legal options after one of the group's key statements was labeled false by a fact-checking organization that works with Facebook. Live Action President Lila Rose tells Fox News that two videos posted by her group that state that abortion is not medically necessary were rated false. She joins Fox News and says,
we have doctors, OBGYNs, board certified, who are also featured in our videos who are saying the exact same thing. In fact, thousands of doctors agree with Live Action with me that abortion is not a medical treatment. Of course, abortionists disagree. They say we're doing medicine, we're practicing medicine. But abortion is not a medical treatment. You can deliver a baby early if need be in a high-risk pregnancy, but you don't target that baby's body for destruction to kill that child. A doctor should care and love and serve both the mother and the child, not just attack that child in an abortion. So that's the position of Live Action and thousands and millions of pro-lifers across the country. And Facebook used a fact check by two abortionists to attack Live Action, to attack me, and to try to limit the pro-life message.
Some 2.4 million people have liked Live Action's Facebook page, and combined Live Action and Lila Rose reach more than 3 million Facebook users. For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com. Also, make sure you download the iHeartRadio app and search for USA Radio News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.